It is 12:20, 20 children killed in the Connecticut school shooting, and that may have your kids worried about going back to school tomorrow out of concern for their own safety. How do you reassure them that this was a unique event and not something they should be concerned about? Boston Globe Daily Dose health blogger Deborah Kotz writes about it and joins us live now. Hey, Deborah.
Hi there.
So what should parents tell their kids?
Well, you know, it really depends on the age of the kids. Some kids are going to be young. They may not hear about this, and parents shouldn't feel like they compelled that they have to bring it up. They have to remember that, you know, their children may not be feeling as badly as they themselves are feeling when, you know, when I read the paper, you read the paper. That said, if a child does bring it up or they're watching those images on the news or talking about it with their friends, parents should, you know, sort of let the kids lead the way and kind of validate their children's feelings. You know, if a kid is scared or angry or anxious about what happened, sort of say that that's okay to be feeling that way. And also at the same time explaining to them that these kinds of events, though we hear about them in the news, they are very, very rare, not something that's going to be happening on a daily basis, or that the bad guy was taken care of, you know, he's not going to be a threat anymore, and sort of reassuring them that that these kinds of things really don't happen all the time.
You did mention that kids, they don't often pay as much attention to the news as adults do. If your child has not heard about the massacre, should you prepare them for the possibility they may hear about it from a kid at school?
I mean, I think it depends on the age. If kids are really young, if they're under the age of 7, it may be something that they're not hearing. Parents may be shielding the kids from that, so they may not necessarily want to bring it up with them. If they're older kids, if they're, you know, in later elementary school, certainly those in middle school and high school are definitely going to be hearing about this if they haven't already. So I think parents can bring it up with them. And I think also just, you know, talking, allowing kids to kind of ask the questions. There may be some questions that they ask, like, why did this happen? How could this happen in a world like this? These kids were so young, they were so innocent, and sometimes these questions don't have answers, and you know, parents can be prepared to say, I don't know, to some of these tough questions that they may be getting from their kids, or sort of saying that this was a bad person doing this. This was not God's plan. You know, this is not something that was intended to happen. And really just trying to keep the conversation as much as possible at the child's age level, that, you know, a lot of the younger children do not need to know all of the details about these, you know, shootings, how the kids died and things like that. I mean, I think that's just kind of keeping it very broad and really allowing kids to sort of ask the questions that they want to have answers to, as opposed to parents putting themselves in the child's situation, you know, trying to really allow the kids to take the lead on this.
Should you just put your kids back on the school bus, sort of business as usual, or should parents kind of kid glove them, take a little extra time, maybe drive them to school, walk them there?
I think it depends on the kid. I mean, I think that there may be kids who are really nervous about going back to school when they hear about this story. And I think the parents, you know, need to ask if the kid is a little nervous about going to school, or they wake up in the morning and my stomach is hurting, my head is hurting, you know, probing a little bit and asking them why. And, you know, if a child says, look, I really would like you to drive me to school today or walk me into school today, for reassurance, it's probably not a bad idea to do that, to sort of, you know, give your child that sense of security. You know, it may not be something a parent wants to do every day for the next month, but, you know, for the first few days, to kind of reassure the child. And basically what will be most reassuring is when kids see that their routine continues as usual, that the school is going on, the days are going on, the teachers are coming in, and everything is moving on in the usual pace, that this will probably be something that fades pretty quickly from their mind. I mean, we'll certainly remember this as a nation, but we definitely don't want our young kids thinking about this every day.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Deborah.
My pleasure.
Deborah Kotz, Daily Dose health blogger with the Boston Globe, coming up next.